Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
It was Canada Day yesterday. I hope you enjoyed your poutine and pastries as well as Canadian bourbon. It's been a testing time for the world's second largest country, with a major row developing with its southern neighbour who wants to swallow them up. The whole thing has forced Canadian companies to search for deeper markets in Europe, and that includes its flag carrier airline, which now flies to three Canadian cities most days from Dublin. I caught up with the sales manager for Air Canada, Bláthain O'Donnell, and began by asking about those flights from Dublin.
So we have daily flights from Dublin to Toronto through the summer. We also have up to five flights a week from Dublin to Vancouver and four flights a week from Dublin to Montreal as well. So on a day like today, for example, we will have three flights a day.
Did the cap in Dublin Airport act as a barrier for you guys at one point?
It did indeed, yes. I mean, we were quite unable to put in the services that we would have wanted to have put in, particularly at the time we wanted to put them in. Airlines need to plan far in advance. You can't put in an aircraft with about 4 weeks' notice. Airlines put their schedules in 9 to 12 months in advance of the actual flights leaving. So, for example, we wanted to be able to expand our Vancouver service, but we couldn't do that because we needed certainty. And that's, we're quite a conservative airline in terms of we don't put in schedules that we know we're not going to be able to fly. So we wanted to have certainty before we were able to put that in. It meant that we had to wait until the Judge O'Donnell made his decision about the easing of the passenger cap and the pausing of that before we were allowed to put in actually those extra services. So once that was done, we put in the extra Vancouver services that we wanted to.
But I'm guessing you want some security of tenure. You want the cap to be removed entirely.
Absolutely. For example, this winter, because the cap has also been paused for this winter, we were able to increase our Dublin-Toronto to five flights a week. But we would like potentially to be able to do more than that. And we need to have the certainty to be able to plan in the future. We do need to know that it's not just Ireland that would like these services. Many airports around the world would like to have Air Canada service. And we're competing in Dublin for those extra aircraft. So when you've got one particular city or airline airport that's actually saying, please come, we've got no cap, we can take this aircraft now. And Dublin that say, well, we're not quite sure, where are the people that are planning going to put the aircraft? So the certainty is what an airline needs to be able to plan.
And that may not happen, of course, until the European Court of Justice rules or there's a change in legislation. Have you noticed an uptick in people flying from this country to Canada since the inauguration of Donald Trump?
Well, it's hard to actually pinpoint down exactly why people travel unless you do a lot of surveys. But certainly the increase in capacity has been beneficial in terms of that. Certainly from what people are telling us and word of mouth and what interaction I've had with various passengers and travel trade as well, I said that there has been an uptick in terms of Canada destination and interest from people as well. So let's just wait and see anyway.
And of course, the CETA trade deal has been signed, not quite fully implemented yet, but it could lead to much deeper trade links between Canada and the European Union, Canada and Ireland. And that should benefit your business.
Yeah, it should do. It's been a long journey. And obviously, we would love to be able to see that ratified as well. The signs are with government, you know, saying that that should be happening shortly, etc. We still have a lot of benefit because although it's been implemented, although it hasn't been ratified, there has been a huge increase in trade between the countries, just even by virtue of having had it in place, even without being ratified. But we would hope that once the ratification happens and everything goes through the Dáil, etc., the votes happen, that we would be able to increase an awful lot more. I'm involved in the Irish Canada Business Association. I'm quite a very active member there as well. And we've been campaigning for this for many years. And it seems like as if the voices on all sides see that, particularly at these times as well, and where trade is so vitally important between the EU and Canada and Ireland and Canada, that this is something we just need to get done.
Especially in the light of the fact that the relations between the Canadians and their giant southern neighbour have gone from amity to animosity in the space of a few months. Has that affected your business, i.e. flights from Canada into the States?
There's certainly been a decrease, maybe not quite at the high levels that people were reporting initially.
People were reporting 70% at one point.
Yeah, it wouldn't be anything like that. But there certainly has been a decline and a decrease. And people are thinking twice about where they want to go as well. Also, you have to remember as well that we wouldn't just take people between US and Canada, Canada and the US. We also take an awful lot of transit passengers as well. So we get take a lot of people going, say, from Ireland via Toronto to Las Vegas, for example. You know, so we do have the ability to be able to transfer passengers over. So if Canadians don't want to go, maybe some European people might want to go, etc. Although it looks like as if it's a harder sell this year for everybody rather than just Canadians.
Do you think the stricter rules on social media, for example, for students in this country, in Ireland, going to the States, will mean that more people might decide to study or spend some time in Canada as a result, benefiting your airline?
Canada's always been a popular destination, particularly over the past few years, because there are two-year working holiday visas for young people called IEC visas. And there have been a lot of those over the past few years. In fact, Ireland is probably one of the greatest number of people per head of population that actually go to Canada would be on these IEC visas as well. So they have been increasing over the past few years. So yes, it's become a more popular place, particularly Vancouver, because we have direct services there. And of course, a lot of the young Irish people wouldn't be used to harsher Canadian winters over in eastern Canada.
The climate's a bit more Irish over there.
It is a little bit more as well. But you've only got 1 hour and you're in the mountains skiing then as well if you're in Vancouver. So Vancouver's been the place that all the Irish want to go then.
And that is Bláthain O'Donnell, the sales manager with Air Canada in Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.